All right. Okay. Let me just take a quick... Can I stand up for a second here?
Sure, stand up. Sure, okay, Zebra's going to take a stab. Everybody get ready. Let's move to one. Zebra's standing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the
stuff. Zebra's going to take... Okay, all right. Zebra's sitting back down. Can we get ready? Ready on two?
Places.
Okay. Places. Rolling sound. Rolling stones. Rolling... Rolling marbles.
Okay. What else? Okay, no cold open. Let's get into it.
This is Classic Buzzer Marathon. So I don't know. Buzzer's not there. Who's wrong? I'm not going to go.
Welcome back to Hack Off Podcast, the podcast about thoughts you don't think of.
Welcome to Hack Off Podcast, the podcast about Hack Off.
This is my ill-spoken co-host, Mike. All right, so today I want to talk about a really straightforward topic.
This is Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast about thoughts we don't think to think about.
This is my edition. I'm going to be bringing up the topic.
They heard me say it clear as day in the opening.
All right, so I want to make sure I bring this up properly. I kind of think.
Let me do it for you, Deepu. I think that I can do it. I can do it with enough tact. Can I do it with enough tact here that people can understand it? Let me just
sure,
get
sure, sure. We ready? You ready for translation? All right, I think that. We have a pervasiveness of sexuality that I'm not comfortable with, and I think it's ruining our society.
It's amazing that we have an adjective being a noun. Is that caused by the sexuality?
It may be.
So horny, she turned into a noun. Just want to rub myself, and I want to rub my noun until it becomes a verb.
I mean, let me start.
Not a sentence. Saying. If you're gonna try and sound smart, you have to use some amount of grammar.
What did I say that was wrong? I think sexuality...
Pervasiveness cannot be AA.
Okay, fine. The pervasiveness of booty.
Thank you. Just want to try and sound intellectual. What's the problem?
It's too much butt everywhere, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. Instagram's mostly boobs.
Yeah. I mean, okay, and there's just like a... There's like a culture of like...
And cocks.
Yes, of peak sexual performance. It's just there's a culture of that, and it's killing me, man. It's killing me.
People are pretending that a lot. I mean, this is the thing. People can't keep it in their pants. A lot of people try and pretend that what they like is, you know, not about sex. And it is. A lot of the stuff that people like is just about sex.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, can we just get one song that where like a female is singing? I hooked up with a medium-sized somebody, and it was okay. Just say
great.
It's okay.
So this started as a pretty mature conversation about sexuality in our media, and then became that joke. What's medium-sized?
Medium-sized, you know, like me.
In the cock department?
I was trying to put it politely, but yeah.
You're saying you have a medium-sized cock, and you're saying there's a lot of songs about guys with big cocks?
Yeah,
you're
You're
saying there's more than three songs about guys with big cocks?
Maybe there's three. Maybe
you're
there's
saying
more.
You can name any song. I'll even let you look at the top 40 list.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying you can right name now. Songs about things with cocks?
I'm telling you, man. I put on the radio the other day.
Why don't we read them?
I can't read proper. I can't read licensed names on the show.
Let me read you some of the titles. This is from Deepu Do a
those
fucking
charts
improv.
Aren't real.
Hold on, this is from Deepu Do a fucking improv bit.com. let me scroll down. Scrolling. I'm scrolling on my real computer right now. I'm getting carpal tunnel from my real computer scrolling.
I mean, lovely.
Well, I have to add an add-on for it to work. Okay, here we go. How can this song be about cocks, about big cocks? Only fill me part way. That seems like that's about I don't know if that's about sex. Is that about big cocks?
Okay, well, maybe. I mean, I could get down with that song. I think, but
I'll read the next one. Tube sock, more like hefty bag.
There we go. See that would kill me.
Oh, that's not a great joke. Let's do
that. That would hurt my feelings.
I didn't like that. I like to blow no trumpets, only trombones. Now, how is that about big cocks?
Well, the trombone is a much bigger instrument.
It is, and it grows like a big brass cock.
Gets huge.
It gets so big and brassy. What is the joke here that you just want you want to talk about your penis, which I'm not really in favor of?
I think there's a
you
bigger
have something to get off your chest.
Well, it's somewhere near there. All right. I mean, I tried to hit my chest, but it was kind of a limp day.
Why don't you talk? Ugh, this is where I come in as an actual producer. Why don't you talk? What are you actually frustrated by? Do you feel
I was getting there?
Okay.
I was getting there. Just chill.
I have to know what you're talking about to play along with the joke. The problem that you sometimes don't understand is that you sometimes think I'm there with you and I'm being difficult, when in reality, I don't know what the shit you're saying.
There's a lot of sexuality everywhere. There's a lot of music and art about just like peak sexuality. And it's not healthy for all of us to be seeing that much peak sexuality. All right? These tens
again,
walking
I'm
around.
Still not with you. You haven't defined any of the terms. Like, I'm not, like, that's why I get annoyed.
I know.
What
I know.
Are you talking
I'm trying
about?
I'm trying to find it. I'm
what
find
are you?
It.
Well, start at the very beginning. A very right. good place to start.
Okay, all right, at the beginning. Okay, let's start with the moment that this frustration was first inspired, okay?
There we go.
I turn on the radio. I turn on a classic radio station, okay? Classic. This is a
classic
radio station.
Classic as in what? Classic as in what?
Like the old hits from maybe 15, 20 years ago.
Okay, classic rock.
Roughly classic rock, but it's like it's a mix
of... fuck off! I don't care! Classic all right. rock.
All right, I put on the classic rock station. And mind you, this is classic, meaning classic music from 15 to 20 years ago, right?
I'm going
to
cancel the podcast in 5 seconds if you don't fucking shut up and tell your story.
All right, I turn on the radio, and the first words in I hear are, I need that big D word. And it breaks my heart.
Wait, we're not on the radio.
Well, they bleeped out the D word.
I could bleep it for you. You have a bleep.
All right,
bars and tones, people. For people that don't know, bars and tones.
Yeah, and it's just like, listen, it's getting to me. It's getting. I can't even look at like large objects anymore. Like I get emasculated.
You jumped.
Sorry.
Are you self-conscious about your dick?
I can be. Culture's making
okay,
me.
Okay, so that's the fucking topic. That's all I need, Deepu, to start getting the jokes.
All right. So you're laughing now, or what?
Not yet. Tell some jokes about your tiny penis.
It's not even about just the penis. It's about everything. Well, it's about the butts. It's about the you know?
The what?
It's about the butts.
Right, so if people don't know, Deepu's like super uncomfortable with talking explicitly about things. So if he ever starts to bring things up like this, it's great to make him say the actual words like it's health class. This is great. The what, Deepu?
The, you know,
vaginas?
The
vaginas? Vaginas and penises?
Listen, I know people that
clitorises?
Care. I'm not going to say it in front of people who listen to this show. I don't want to be rude.
Wait, what won't you say?
The thing.
Clitoris?
I'm not going to say it. Listen.
Just because they say when I say it, I don't know what you're talking about.
You
what do you
are
like?
My...
What do you like in bed? Like, oh, why don't we rub my husband?
We do a lot
what
of
do you want to? I don't know what we're talking about. I can't talk about stuff that I don't know what we're talking about. Oh my god, it's like having a stroke.
We used to sing about the moon. And now we sing about
I want
to our moons.
To talk about how I don't know what's going on. Butts, Deepu? Are you talking about anuses?
Yes.
Okay. So anus. What are you upset about with anuses? What did they do to you?
Well, okay, so here's what I think happened. Here's what I think happened. I think
oh my God.
Someone
Can you start at one topic and go from there. This is actually getting ridiculous. Talk about a topic that you don't like and keep going.
Okay. Let's talk about let's dial it down. Let's talk about the pervasiveness of booty. Booty's just everywhere. Everyone's showing
butts.
Booty.
You don't like looking at butts.
I don't like looking at them. I think an artist showed their butt, and it changed art forever. Everyone started showing their butts.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, you know, I want to do some research, and, like, I want to find out who did this, because I want to, like, establish that first butt showing.
Can you want me to tell you?
Can I?
You've walked into these... Yeah, Deepu, the first instance of nudity in the buttocks was J-Lo. You walk into these conversations as if you don't want... The problem you're going with here, Deepu, is there's meant to be a philosophical back and forth here. Mm. I have information for you that could actually be useful.
Mm. Wow.
So do you want that information, or is it a bit?
You know what? I'll let you have this moment and say this information.
I don't want to have the moment. What are you? I want you to be a little bit clear as to what you're going to say rather than setting yourself up for getting a fucking text message when my phone was muted. What?
Who do you? What was this example you were going to bring up of someone showing the buttocks?
There's a classic just art discussion of the Venuses. These were these sculptures that took place many, many thousands of years ago, which are these naked women that are very distinctly drawn and sculpted, mostly.
Mm. Okay,
they are naked. They are naked women.
So maybe that's the critical point that I'm thinking about here.
No. You were trying to make some weird joke. No, it wasn't what you're trying to fucking say. So the problem is you brought up something and I have the information for you. You don't want the information. What? I am sort of on board with you. I'm just taking the fucking reins here, and then you can. I'm going to put questions to you. I'm going to put flambéed questions towards you.
Finally.
Okay. I, for example, am not a fan of the fact that people try and pretend something is anything more than someone posting their naked body. I'm not a huge fan of nudity and clothing treated casually. We go back and listen to my episode about Free the Nipple with Taomi, and swimwear was another one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I agree with you there. What I'm not a fan of in culture is people sort of trying to pretend that something is anything other than a half-naked person, man or woman. And I have this problem with people sort of pretending that a trend or something is anything else than people wanting to look at someone's ass or tits or abs or face. I genuinely have a problem with it. And I'm more worried about the repressed sexuality when I talk to people about things, and that they're not repressing their sexuality. They actually like something sexual, and they're trying to pretend that it isn't there. And in the minds, which I think you can comment on, what I think about is the minds of the creator. Does the creator know inherently, maybe in the back of their mind, that they're posting these things, and it is just about their ass? Because I'll tell you what, fashion people, they know. They know that that's what it's about. It's about looking at sexy people. They know that. But then there's these in-between people, which we can go to my amateur versus pro episode to see the same thing. What are these people who are not necessarily having a game plan and just participating, thinking in their head? What do you think about that idea, Deepu? That somebody may not even understand that the attention they're getting is sexual.
Oh, that would drive me up a wall. Because they get this inflated idea of they're getting this attention about something else about themselves besides their body. Which is crazy. Like, oh my god, you like my inspirational quotes? Thank you so much. Here's some more butt crack. What is that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I believe. I think... I would actually define...
What are you doing?
The first butt actual
stop,
BC.
Stop. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, shit.
Can you hear me, Deepu?
Yeah. Sorry, my headphone thing popped out. I
know,
missed.
And you tried to pretend that you couldn't hear that you could hear me.
No,
why are you doing that? You were trying to pretend that you were hearing me.
I thought you just let
me go. You
were fucking
around with something.
No. I thought you just gave me the full reins and just let me just go.
Well, you were flailing. I wouldn't have given you the full reins. I don't let kids drive my car either. Hello, I am here in a not really functioning sound studio because I'm rearranging it. And you can still hear where the floor squeaks. That has made an appearance on the show before. I'm trying to make it do it, so I'm walking back and forth. I have to interrupt this episode to tell you about audibletrial.com/gotohell. Do you like audiobooks? Shut up, you love them. Oh my gosh, I knew. Look under the Christmas tree. There it is. It's audibletrial.com/go to hell. Look, let me explain it in this, because in this high-tech world, not a lot of people understand what audibletrial.com/go to hell is. Have you heard of books? No. Okay. But you've heard of audiobooks? Weird and dystopian. You can get audiobooks. They go in your ears, and then eventually your nose. I don't know where the sound goes after, because they go in your ear, and then people are like, it goes in one ear, out the other. I assume they have to go somewhere. Okay, you go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. It goes in your ear. And then it can't go out the other, because you'll retain the audiobook. So where does it go? Right? That expression, in one ear, out the other, means it's gone. So it goes in your ear, it hits the eardrum, and then that's the squeaky floorboard. See, I got it. That's why I'm rearranging the studio. Can you hear it? Hold on. In one ear, out the other. I think either it comes out through the uvula or the tonsils. So if you don't have any tonsils, get your tonsils removed. Go to audibletrial.com/go to hell, and you'll get free audiobooks. And if you, as long as you don't have your tonsils, that'll stay right in your brain, I guess. All right, back to the show.
There's this inflate. I mean, you see it sometimes. People write something. The mm-hmm. quotes. I mean, the people sharing philosophy is so fucked. It's just so. I don't know what to even think about it at this point. There was a time in which sharing those innermost thoughts. There still is. I shouldn't say there's time. There's a person who knows that that's not necessarily something's interested in. And then when people share those things at a party or on social media, are you genuinely interested? That's the real question.
I would say no.
Yeah. I have a theory on my – I've talked about my clomping person on the show, or maybe I haven't yet. I have this neighbor that clomps. I have this whole theory that they are a very attractive person and that people are clomping in order to bond with them. That they're up there clomping in the apartment above me in order to – I have a person who clomps above me.
What's clomping? Can you tell me, please?
He's stamping and clomping like a fucking hooved creature.
Oh, interesting.
Stamping and flopping around and jumping and hopping like some sort of mad kangaroo. Stamping, clomping around up there. Do I sound like an old man? I don't want to see you, tushy, and I don't want you making noise in the apartment above me. I mean, is that what you're more frustrated by? Is that people have this sexuality out there, and their attitude towards it is flippant? What are you annoyed about? Do you just looking at butts?
It's annoying how much power attractive people get just from showing that little bit of muscle.
That's not new. You know? And do they have power? I mean, that's another question as well: is do they have actual power?
Oh, they can make waves. They can dictate policy. They can change the price
of dictate policy. I don't know what dictate policy means.
You
what's the difference between policy and law? There we go. That was an easy one. So is it that you're jealous of people that are better looking than you? I know you've expressed jealousy for my pet when I share pictures and tell people about him.
Hmm.
That he's cute and he gets undue attention. Well, not undue. He deserves a lot more attention because he has his squishy voice. So are you jealous of people that are getting attention for their sexuality?
It's a mixed feeling. It's half jealousy. It's half they will rue the day. Half vengeance, I guess. Half jealousy, half vengeance. Okay. Maybe it's just all bitterness.
Oh, yeah, this is getting weird. So what will they rue?
They will rue the day when they thought their looks could get them everything they ever wanted.
People say this in movies, and they say this in things. You know, good-looking people will be better-looking than you as they age as well. Like, you know that, right? I think this is this weird rumor. You know that, like, people are like, oh, they'll get their comeuppance for being good-looking. No, they'll also age good-looking. They're also – you will be old, and they will be a better-looking old person. Not everyone looks like Robert Redford. A lot of people look like Yoda. People always seem to. There seems to be this. I think that's a real thing.
I'm not even saying.
Eventually, their looks will fade. Well, no, they won't. No, they won't. Yeah, they'll fade, but like they'll fade a lot better than yours.
I'm not even saying that they'll rue the day by having their looks fade. I'm saying that they'll rue the day when the economy of power changes and the rewards for looks.
They will never lose that. They will always be the best looking of their demographic as they age.
But our society is going to need something else very soon.
It's
like
gone
resources.
On for about 10,000 years not needing that.
It's going to be me. I'm going to have the water.
Good-looking people have always gone.
I'm
going to
have all the water.
About.
I'm going to control all the water, and then
no way. I'm not giving you any water. I don't like your butt at all. No way.
I'll have all the water, and I'll look really shiny diving.
How will
in
you
it.
Have
How
the water? Oh, so you'll be better looking because you'll have all the water.
Yeah. Well, that's the plan. I'm going to be wet.
Ew.
I'm going to be
soaking. I'm not giving you my water. A good-looking person could come along and get my water. You're not getting any.
I have a gun.
Fuck. Okay. I have a sexy person and a gun.
Ooh.
Now, there we go. That's the easiest way it happens. There we go.
That's like rock
fire,
and,
dude.
That's like rock and paper just ganging
rock,
up on scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors with tits.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, this is a very important issue, and
I can't imagine you've gotten to an issue yet. What is this? What is this comeuppance? I'm genuinely interested in it.
The economy of rewarding will change. Maybe in 1,000 years. Maybe
but
in 1,000 years.
What do you think they're getting? You know, what do you think they're actually accomplishing?
Their ego.
That you don't
egos,
have?
The ego is so inflated.
You have an ego problem. It's a problem on every single episode. Maybe it's because you're around me, and I'm great. And I have so much ego that I keep some in a storage facility. But you have an ego problem. I don't think someone
–
because
too
it doesn't
too
sound
much.
Like you because on our episode about bathing suits, I talked about how I don't want to see people naked. I only want to – there's very few people I want to see naked. That's not what you have a problem with. You have a problem with people seem to prefer other people being naked than you. That's what you seem to have a problem with, an inherent jealousy. I'm so aggressive, this saga. It's great.
Did I ever tell you about the time I caused a car accident with my upper body? Just by showing it? Literally happened.
In what way?
Killed a family. No, they didn't die. I was jogging. I was in Rhode Island. I was jogging along a boardwalk that was along a road, shirtless. It's a very hot day.
What are you, a Billy Joel song? What is
I was
going on here?
I was jogging through Rhode Island.
Jogging! Ew! Now we're doing Bruce.
Yeah, I don't really know my white rockers very well. But I was jogging shirtless. Had a lot of fuzz going, you know, because I'm a boy. I'm a big boy. I'm a boy of a certain disposition.
Get to anything. Get to, and not even get to the story. Get to any word that I give a shit about.
I'm jogging shirtless.
And what happens? And then whatever I give a fuck about happens.
Car's driving by me. Driver's staring at my chest, and he crashes into the curb. Crashes into the curb.
So, is it that if you were, let me say something. Let's say you have some ideal of sexuality that you could achieve. And I say,
hairless?
Yeah, I say, Deepu, here's $100,000.
Yeah.
Okay? I want you to spend it. And you do. You do. I give you this $100,000, and you do it. You right away. You get exactly the way you believe you would get sexy attention. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't go bad. It goes exactly the. You are exactly how you want to look to be sexy. You don't like your body hair. Even though on another episode you admit you don't groom and don't know how to, you don't like you get your body hair removed surgically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. We put you in shape. We do plastic surgery. Whatever you want, and we get you to the ideal. You've complained about your hair before. You get the hair plugs. You do all these things.
Okay. Yep.
You're no longer you're exactly the way you want to look.
Sounds
what
great.
What is in your mind? What's the power you have now?
Oh, okay. So the first thing I do. Oh shit.
First thing I do is if I said you're queen for a day. I didn't. It's not a position. Being good looking isn't a cabinet member, Deepu.
It kind of is. What, you walk
so
down the street.
What are you gonna do?
You walk down the street. Okay, so first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put on a real fucking tight shirt, right? Real fuck. It's gonna cut
you're
off.
You're
gonna
the wear circulation. A shirt.
I'm gonna wear a shirt.
You're not just gonna take it off.
I mean, I will later that day. I'll put on a really tight shirt. Really tight. Tight shirt. Oh, real tight fucking.
Baby gap shirt?
I mean, if that's
I don't know. What's a tight shirt?
I think that's like the ultimate. That is like the ultimate.
Wait, so a baby gap shirt.
Baby gap shorts.
So do you make a lot of decisions about your fashion right now?
Not enough. I would say.
So he doesn't do anything right now about this. But once he gets his imaginary power, he'll suddenly start adding to that. Why don't you care? If you want people to look at you, why don't you do something about your fashion?
I mean, I'm working out every day. That is part of my fashion. That's part of my improvement, right?
Really, really. I would say that the fashion industry doesn't sell skin and flesh as per some very important laws. You know, not a lot of human leather you can staple to yourself so you look like, oh, nipples are out this year. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, first of all, we're on two questions now. What would I do?
Well, the question is, you said you're putting on a tight shirt, and I've been asking you what you would do with this power and why you're upset that you're jealous you don't have this power. Have you ever thought about what fucking shirt you wear?
It's blue. It's baby blue.
That's not what I fucking mean. You want this secret power, and all of a sudden you're making fashion choices. The last time you and I spoke about fashion choices was you got a free shirt from somebody and you wore it somewhere. Okay? So what is it exactly, if you want this power, why aren't you now, in a world where I'm not giving you $100,000 to make yourself the perfect person that you want to be attractive, if you really want this shit, why don't you go out and get and focus on fashion? The first thing you said is, I want to put on a shirt. So why isn't it right now that what you're focused on is, while you're not this sexy person that you're jealous of, because clearly that's what this is, you started trying to mimic my values and rigid code of idiocy, and instead what it is you're jealous of good-looking people. Okay, you're jealous of good-looking people. Why aren't you going out and buying, going to a fashionable person, getting a stylist, asking for fashion advice?
I will. I mean, I'll take this $100,000 you're giving me and
get it. No, no, no. This is now. This is in real life. I gave you $100,000, and apparently some of that budget is going to shirts. You have shirt budget money right now, Deepu?
Not really. I'm strapped.
Okay. You could trade them in.
I could.
You could exchange them.
You want to come with me? We should go shopping, bro.
I don't shop. I have a uniform. Everybody knows this is a matter of record. I wear the same clothing. I have 10 pairs of everything I wear.
Can you jump on the intercom and just create the feel of us in a shopping store, in a clothing store?
Hold on, I gotta turn the overdrive up.
This is me shopping at Walmart for pants, obviously. Because that's...
Walmart shoppers, not okay. Pants.
So I'm hoping these jeans make me look super doughy.
Deepu, why don't you try clothing on? Have you ever done that?
I would never put on clothes at Walmart. I would.
If your dog like my dog, he loves papayas.
I love it.
Papayas for dogs.
I love it when the loop around the, or at least like the waist of the jeans is like really scrunchy. Really like
so
that.
So, have you ever tried on clothing? Let's start there.
Never.
Have you
tried
ever
clothing.
Given a fuck about your appearance until you became jealous of these people?
No.
Until I made you $100,000 man, have you ever given a fuck about your appearance or done anything to improve your appearance?
First of all, stop yelling. There's no need
for yelling.
No. There's no need for yelling.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm failing to see this elusive point you're trying to make here about me buying clothes and being clothes.
About giving a fuck about anything you've ever done with your body. You're working out. Right?
Yeah.
So when you work, you're working out for appearance, obviously, as to go with your whole other self-consciousness in your bodies?
Yep.
Okay. You have some sort of goal? Appearance-wise? Big calves?
Take all the water.
Toe muscles that can crush a squirrel? What are you looking for?
Looking for big arms to hug people with.
Big arms. You want big arms.
I want big arms. I want gigantic ones. I want giant arms that just... Okay. The file cabinets hanging off my shoulders.
I am not knocking any of this. Honestly, I'm sympathizing quite a great deal with you at this point.
I mean, you saw my arms recently. What did you think?
So I have sort of a different view on humans than other people do. I'll just put that out there on Front Street. Mm. I find, like, most humans gross. So my bar for, like, what is an attractive person is sort of different than a lot of other people's. I find, like, this is not to say that, like, oh, I only find beautiful people gross. No, I find humans, like, disgusting, just in general. I don't like them. The easiest way I can describe it is, if you've ever seen the Xenomorph from Aliens, I kind of see a lot of humans like that. It doesn't matter. Good, you know, handsome face, not handsome face, fat, skinny. I see most people like giant slugs with rods of rocks inside them. So, I didn't puke when I saw you. That's probably a good sign. My definition of attractiveness is, am I not vomiting around you?
Ah, well, that's not how most of the world sees attractiveness.
Right, so what I was saying was why I'm kowtowing, which might be racist, that terming of that use of that word. Let's look into that. What I am admitting to is that I have a prejudice that you're trying to say, how did I look? I don't care. I did not look at you. I don't look at a lot of people. I try not to because they're nauseating. Not to say that I find other animals less nauseating. Humans are the only animals I think are sexually attractive, but they are nauseating like most animals. How did your arms look? I don't know. I didn't look at your arms. How do you think your arms look?
Well, they only look great if you compare them to like a photo of older me, like a younger me. So I do bring that around. I show it to people, and they like that.
This is why he gets nothing done. Okay, in your head, when you get is there a goal for your arms? Are you close to your goal for your arms? Do you have a plan for your arms?
The plan is to bench 800 pounds.
Really?
20 times.
Is that actually your plan?
Yes.
Is that actually your plan?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you up to now?
90. 20 times.
Okay. So eighth of the way there. So when you get to this goal,
I'm gonna have all the water.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to get to a real point here so people can understand what the fuck you're talking. Is that what it is? Is you're jealous of power? You want to? I mean, we've gone over this before. I yelled at you 1 week about this. You seem to believe that at a certain point in your life you will wield power over people. It seems to be a thing with you that you want to. Listen, I'm all for the Conan thing, you know, satisfy the women, crush your enemies, and see them kneel before you. Mm-hmm. I'm all into making people that are dickheads to you look like idiots. I'm very into vengeance, as you know. It's one of my favorites. But the idea that you think that someday success will mean that other people will bow to your whim, is that really what you imagine in the future? Because every time I'm going full Freudian, also a dirty accent, every time you have mentioned the idea of being a big, muscular, hunky man, you have also said that you will dominate one of the world's most important and potable resources. So it seems to be correlated that in your mind, physical fitness and sexiness is akin to you having some sort of world domination of a people. I would imagine that then, do you not enjoy women or men? I don't know how you stop, but do you enjoy women or do you enjoy make a peek poking with women or men who are less powerful than you? Is that some sort of a domination sort of thing?
Well, first of all, Mr. Freud, I feel like this
Thank you, doctor.
I can't believe I forgot
pretty,
that part.
I'm a pretty famous one.
You know, back in the day, they just threw that title around anyway, so it's not even true. So I would say
the experiment. Eat the cheese.
This question of yours is pure character assassination. I can be big
it's
and powerful.
Character assassination.
I can be big and powerful, have all the resources, and be a good man.
That's not what I said. I think that you are saying that being big and powerful and having all the resources is what you consider being a man, and that if you were perhaps not the most powerful one in the relationship, for example, you were, you know, in some people's sexual fantasies, they want to be not just lesser, you know, it's not about to bring home the Robin bacon. They want to be, you know, they want to be lesser than, they want to be slaves, they want to be a worm compared to their lovers. Is that what you want? I don't think so. I think you are the other way around. That for you, sexual attention means power. That you fantasize that not just are you sexually prowessed, but you have emotional and financial power over not just your lover, but all people, that other people will be jealous that of the power you wield. And that gives you a little bit of a chub.
One could say.
How close am I?
I'm not gonna let you in. I'm not gonna admit it.
Don't fuck off. I just Dr. Housed you so bad, and you don't want to admit it. We started from I don't like sexuality too. I want to have really big arms and all the and fucking Quantum of Solace own all the water in the world.
All right, so maybe I kind of showed my inner workings there a little bit. Maybe I showed a little bit of who I am.
And your dick size, which don't ever do again on the show, please.
I'm a medium.
Ugh, this is nauseating is why.
No, you think all humans are nauseating, so this is not even
true. There's okay. Can I talk about the dick thing for a second? Because I thought we were going to talk about it. There is this fallacy amongst people.
Oh, there sure is.
That well, in my mind, it's the same with being not good looking as well. Is one under the impression? There seems to be people under the impression that by not. Do people think that people with big dicks, with small dicks, never breed? Is that what people are under the impression of? That no ugly people ever get forward? Like, it's so odd. There's this weird fallacy that the world wouldn't exist if that was true. The world wouldn't exist if ugly, small-dicked, and small-breasted, and wide-vaginated people, if none of them were having sex, there'd literally be no population. Because the qualities you're talking, it's a total logical fallacy, the qualities you're talking about are rare, and hence idolized. So either everyone has big dicks, because everyone has sex and breeds, or it's so rare that it doesn't fucking matter.
There's lots of stuff where people will say it doesn't matter, but you feel it.
I'm talking about numbers.
Ah. All right, yeah, I understand what you're saying. How would society go on if only pretty people propagated
it? It is a catch-22. It makes no sense.
How am I this ugly?
Yeah.
That's the real
question. You also know, like, for I don't know if people out there are struggling with the size of their genitals, you know.
But my ovaries are huge.
My ovaries are giant. But, you know, one of the points I will make about genital size specifically, not the shape of your body, which is not my... Do people know that, like, there are sex toys in every fucking town? Like, you just go somewhere. It's like, Debo, if you're jealous of a big dick, why don't you just go and buy one? You are aware that you could have six big dicks. Because the guy with the big dick, he's going to show up and be like, I brought a big dick, don't eat it. You're like the guy that brings a bottle of white and a bottle of red. You're like, I don't know what you like. I got my dick. Okay, whatever. That's fucking the LS package. But now we have the advanced package. It's like, I've got six different dicks. Just go buy as many dicks as you want. Either buy some fucking shirts that matter or buy some dicks. But this problem can be solved with at least $30.
Changed my life, bro.
Have I fixed anything?
I think you did, man. I'm going to the store right now.
I don't even know what this episode was about. It was like having a fever.
That's what I do, baby. That's what I do.
Try and tell me my business. All right. You want to close out the show?
In conclusion.
In conclusion, again, a shocking way for him to end his episode.
You know, your body is you, and my body's me.
My body is me. Great. Great. I hope you learned something. Holy shit, Deepa. Your body's me. I'm stopping. This is done. We'll be right back.